Remember to thank the grandmothers and grandfathers of the East, South, West, and North for the beauty of this land, the goodness of this day, and the health of your family. In the dim and ancient past beyond recall, men lived their lives close to the earth. They journeyed on it and felt its elemental power in their bodies as they struggled to keep a vision alive. They knew well the sweetness of early morning blossoms and the darkness of winter storms. The 10th beloved Bosque Beatitude declares, "Blessed are those who live their lives outside, for they shall know, love, and protect our earth, sea, skyscapes." Your ancestors understood deeply the joys of growth and harvest, as well as the sorrows of sickness and death, even as their own children suffered and died. They celebrated and gathered in their pleasures, overcame fears, and died as they had lived. Whether young or old in death, the grandfathers of your grandfathers survived long enough to pass a part of their being on to you. Are you aware of the male chorus deep inside you? The grandfather within holds layers upon layers of genetic memory that await your explorations. This card came today through your ancestors, who chant in powerful tones, howling secret messages, instructing you on how the masculine body vibrates through the seasons of its life. You hold within you ancient gardens of physical, spiritual, and heart space powers developed long ago, rich traditions of various and abundant male energies. Many grandfathers still walk among us, or their memories remain fresh within our fathers. They are the keepers of cultural and family history, repositories of lessons learned through generations. Have you asked to hear the stories that are the keystone to unlock the ancestral wisdom rooted within you? Stories are formed by the hidden powers of the psyche. They draw their power from the archetypal world with themes common to all humanity. Although recounted with the specific colors of a single culture, each contains universal wisdom. A story told in one ethnic group can be shared by people of a different culture. Beneath the literal details of a single story lie psychological and mythological meanings. In traditional societies, grandfathers are the repository of stories, which are often told at special festivities and at particular times of the year. The young are often held in the lap when tales are told, so both body and mind participate in the teachings. These stories need to be repeated again and again, since their meanings transform with changes in life experience. Half the world lives in 2 million small villages, and most feature a public shared space. Dogon men in Mali gather under a sunshade of dried millet stalks held up by carved ancestor pillars. In Papua New Guinea, the men's ceremonial house of wood and thatch is held up by sacred support posts, superbly crafted with ancestor images. It is in such places that tales were developed and passed down through various versions and retellings. The soft late afternoon, known in India as the hour of cow dust, when animals return from pasture, is the time for storytelling. The Bini of Nigeria have the Ibota, a family gathering in the early evening. Songs and stories are mingled together, offering advice on how to live. What stories are you passing on to the younger boys and men of your family? Native American traditions say that the four main poles of a sacred teepee lodge are the grandfathers holding up the universe for us. As one enters a sweat lodge of the Lakota tradition, one says, "Mitakwehus," meaning all my relations, to honor all those who have participated in this ceremony in the past. The connection between ancestors and oral tradition is blended well in the hundreds of talking stick totems of the Northwest Coast Indians of Alaska and British Columbia. Though erected generations ago, these legends preserved in wood up to 40 feet high still speak their beauty as they eloquently reflect the world of the sea and the epic tales of their culture. Some poles are memorials to respected ancestors, at times also serving to support roof beams or as an entryway into a longhouse. The grandfather card today asks how you are honoring your ancestors. Are they present in some way in your home? Grandfathers know well the stories of their lives and some of those who came before them. Tales from your grandfathers or those shared about them can be gathered like sticks, shells, and feathers and then strung together. The Yambe people on the Congo River string such objects as memory devices for learning songs. As each object is felt, part of the tale is recounted. So you too might create an epic of your ancestors with bits and pieces of memories. Such a process touches the imagination as well as the unconscious depths, where it may remain through many years, surfacing intermittently to yield new insights. Wisdom is not some piece of esoteric lore known only to a few, but is the result of connecting one's own life story to the relevant layers of meaning in one's culture. Live long. May years be added to your years. Honor your grandfathers. Learn the old stories, create new ones, and become a storyteller yourself.